Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
It's very brave when you finally admit that you've become something you hate. And I think that a lot of people strive to not be that way. And sometimes you look at a picture and you go, oh my God, I've become the person I despise most. And Allie, I think it's brave of you because usually we have to say this behind your back.
My big broad back.
We all stand behind Allie's backs and we congregate and we have a big football huddle and we talk about how Allie has become something that she used to hate. And listen, every once in a while you have to go ahead and rethink your stance on things and go, maybe I was wrong about that. Maybe I'm this way now. But I don't think you can defend these actions.
Well, it happened under my nose. And then I was faced with it last night with the realization that I've become this person. And I, you know, there's a lot of people that say they're going to be a certain type of parent. And then you have a kid and everything just kind of unravels before your very eyes. And when my kid decided that he wanted to start playing little sports like baseball and, you know, swim and flag football.
Swim's not a sport.
Swim is a sport.
They play swim.
Not really.
Well, it's not a team sport, but it's a sport.
It's like a hobby.
It's an Olympic sport.
Right.
It's a sport, Klein.
It's definitely, no one ever says what's your favorite sport. No one ever says swim. It doesn't happen.
Well, it's not necessarily a sport that people sit and watch because it's not necessarily a team sport.
Right. It's an activity. It's a hobby. It's a leisure event.
Okay.
It's the same as golf, kind of, if you think about
it. It's a sport, goddammit.
Right.
Swim is not.
And swim is a sport.
Yeah, Michael Phelps is an athlete, and it's a sport.
Yeah, he's not just a hobbyist. He's an elite athlete.
He's good at his hobby. He's the best hobbyist.
Synchronized swimming. Now, that's a sport.
Right.
That's a team sport. So, anyway, I was, obviously, when I show up to these things, I planned on just being a passive watcher, not really getting involved. I didn't really want to be one of those parents that gets overly invested in their sports career, especially when they're 4 years old. All these kids barely know how to hit a ball and run, let alone score. And then I was watching some videos last night that I was taking of his practices and realizing I have become that overbearing, screaming parent that is cheering their kid on to the point of annoyance of every other parent there.
This is not even a game. This is a practice situation.
Some of it's practice, some of it's game.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, because I heard this a moment ago, I'm going to warn you that I would turn the volume way down on your car radio right now because
I didn't realize it was happening, and now it's happened.
This is maybe the new most annoying sound on the planet, and I will share it with you right now. And this is Allie cheering for her son at the first clip is practice, for the record.
And this is his flag football,
practice.
I believe.
This is practice.
Get his flag, Wesley! Get his flag! Get him! Get it! Get his flag!
Jump on him!
Get him, Wesley!
Oh, man.
Jesus.
What are you doing?
First of all, the only parent I hear is you. Are there other parents there?
There's like a guy laughing at you.
Yeah, that guy's sitting down just enjoying the day.
Well, he was enjoying the day until he got his ears screamed off by you. Some loud-ass lesbian on the sideline yelling, get his flag.
Well, he doesn't get that many opportunities to get
Isn't
close.
Isn't there a coach coaching?
By the way, if you're listening again, you can hear that Wesley definitely missed the flag based on Ellie's sound of disappointment. Listen to this.
Get his flag, Wesley! Get his flag! Get him!
Oh, there he is. Touchdown again.
Well, he loses focus. I'm like, come on, man. Keep going.
That's the sweetest sound of disappointment I've ever heard.
Get him!
Loser!
Why are you faster?
You're not supposed to vocalize the disappointment as much as you are supposed to be. And by the way, this parent coaching from the sideline, especially the parents that don't really know sports.
I'm not coaching, I'm cheering him on.
You're not cheering. Cheering is going, yay, You're telling.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell him how to play the game. Get his flag.
He's cheering his...
Okay, well, the coach is...
Get his flag, Wesley! Get his flag! Get him! Get his flag!
Jump on him!
Get him, Wesley!
By the way, get him, Wesley! Go get him! My wife is saying jump on him, which is what you're supposed to do.
I was going to say, there's one other annoying parent there. That's your wife?
That's my wife, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's saying to jump on the other four-year-old, which is not okay in flag football.
That's also terrible advice. You're not only giving bad coaching from the sideline. And this is why they've had to put up these signs all over every goddamn outdoor sports field that says, remember, parents, it's just a fun game. Let's all relax.
She even told the coach, you know, because he almost got one kid's flag. And then she was like, he would have gotten it, but the kid's shirt was untucked. So his flags were not as accessible. You're not allowed to have your shirt untucked like that and be hiding your flags.
Just to give you a sense of some perspective here, if this was adult flag football, it still would matter for nothing. And this is four-year-old flag football. So just go ahead and put this in perspective. And I get it. It's your kid. I understand.
He needs to pay attention when he's on defense. When he's on defense, he's just effing around
right.
with his mouth guard.
Well.
Follow him. You got it. Got it. Go. Well,
that's another that's another sound of disappointment right there. You got
Well, the other kid, there's another kid who's really fast and really good.
Right.
He's obviously...
And his parents are probably sitting there quietly watching.
I don't even think they're there. I think it's just a nanny.
Yeah, if he's got no parents, that's how you know he's going to be a good athlete. But no dad. That's
how
you can
tell. He's got to make up for something.
Run, Wesley, run! Yes!
Now, what did he do there?
He got a touchdown.
He did?
He was the running back, and he ran, and nobody got his flags, and he got a touchdown.
All right, well, you notice how this is acceptable right here. So this is the one, only moment is acceptable is this.
Wesley!
Just clapping at his name. That's it. All this other yelling and stuff is completely aggravating and annoying everyone on the
Katie's
field.
Katie's just as bad.
You guys should wear mouth guards on the sidelines so you don't yell.
Woo! Go, Wesley! Get in there and do that dance!
Oh, boy.
Do the dance,
wow.
baby!
That's from the tap dancer, huh?
No, we're teaching him his touchdown dance. It's important.
Man. Well, you said flag football, right?
He got a touchdown.
All right.
He's got spunk. He's got potential.
All right, I don't know.
He's just got to apply himself.
Yeah.
And these coaches, I know they're volunteers, but they need to get in the game.
They're just other parents like you.
I did sign Katie up to be an assistant coach for fall ball.
Oh, man. That's going to suck for those kids. All right, well, congratulations. It's remarkable to hear that and this is a warning to anyone. You're going to cheer for your kids, I get it, but, like, do it inside your head.
Okay.
Not like...
It's just hard. I get really...
If we put a muzzle on you, would you go back to the, like, a ball gag sort of situation?
I just don't know how you can... You've been to these games. How do you watch your kid do something and not try and direct them?
Because I hear the other parents that sound like you, and I go, I don't want to be that. So I just... I just zip it.
Omar, you do
Omar's a coach.
Sports?
Omar's a real coach.
Yeah, I coach them. There is no way in hell I would do what you're doing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's the coach, Ali. He could say that. That would make sense.
No way.
Yeah, well,
no
you're
way.
Just an equal opportunity. Every player has a chance.
Omar, when you're on the...
I'm invested in one
When you're
player.
On the field and you hear the... Because I'm sure at some point you've heard parents in the...
Oh, yeah.
You shoot them a dirty look? Do you tell them...
They could do whatever they want. They're embarrassing themselves. I don't care.
Parents say jump on them.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
No, that's the first. We have to take a break, and we'll be right back when we return.
Come on, guys, take a break.
Okay. All right.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.